The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm Brian Wilson, and we're very happy to be joined again by Scotty Nell Hughes. Good morning to you, Scotty.
And good morning. Happy Inauguration Eve. Do we get to wear special pajamas tonight?
I don't know. Science tells us that the climate is changing, and then human activity in some manner impacts that change. The ability to measure with precision the degree and extent of that impact and what to do about it are subject to continuing debate and dialogue, and well, it should be.
That is the man who wants to be the director of the EPA, Scott Pruitt, Oklahoma Attorney General, and he goes on to talk about, you know, climate change. It seems that in all of these confirmation hearings, at CIA, state, they have talked about climate change. In confirmation hearings for energy today, they're expected to talk about climate change. The Commerce Secretary nominee had to talk about climate change. The Interior Secretary asked about climate change. And, of course, yesterday, the EPA Secretary was grilled about his beliefs on climate change. Joining us now to talk more about this is Mark Morano from the Climate Depot. It seems that a lot of Trump people are sort of walking a very delicate line here and not denying that there has been climate change, but not completely getting on board with some of the positions held by environmentalists. What's going on here?
Well, thank you, Brian. Very good question. I think what's happening here is this is clearly the largest group of global warming skeptics to ever start an administration that we've seen. And what's happened is they've somehow made a strategic decision, if you will, that they are going to bob, weave, sidestep, and just not declare their outright skepticism in the sense that they're not going to challenge these senators with the same old talking points, by the way. They're all just coming at them. Basically, it's almost as if these are the McCarthy hearings, from the 1950s. Do you now or have you ever denied global warming? And you're just waiting for that right answer so they can, you know, have a reason to vote against them. But, you know, on one hand, you got to give the Trump cabinet picks, some props because they're definitely bobbing and weaving just to avoid it. Because I think what's happening here is they don't want to give the legitimacy to the global warming activists by giving them something to – they don't want to give either moderate Republicans who are afraid of this issue. People like John McCain in the past have sponsored climate bills. So they're just trying to avoid a strong stand. Now, as a global warming skeptic myself, I'd like to see a good, hearty debate. But I think in terms of strategy, this is probably not a bad strategy because they're not accepting the premise of all these global warming activists, but they're not they're sort of coming in and just sort of ducking and weaving. And I think what's going to happen when they're in office is we're going to see a wholesale change from everything that Obama did here. And I think it's going to be a refreshing change because the bottom line is our government cannot alter the weather, and to believe otherwise is literally superstition and witchcraft, and that's what the Obama administration has literally promoted. So it is nice to see the Trump administration people coming in, and all these people have a solid record being global warming skeptics.
I think it was great that you pointed this out, that this is, you know, like McCarthy. It's a witch hunt of a certain form, because if you say that you actually care about the earth, I mean, they've demonized it so much that if you even say, you know, they put you out to be one of those extremists on the left. I mean, you're going, no, I actually just care about the earth. But now this week it did come out that the scientists officially declared 2016 the hottest year on record, makes three in a row. Of course, that was just, you know, more pom-poms to the cheerleading squad of global warming, saying, look, see, it's happening. It's a minor little detail that, you know, I haven't heard enough people say man-made climate change. Yes, our climate is changing. That's just a natural point. You know, is there anything that any of these folks could actually say to appease the senators that are trying to basically put the nail them to the stake? Is there any specific thing that they could say or whatever? The key all right now is to do no harm.
Yeah, that's their call. Now, keep in mind, this is like the McCarthy hearings. In 2013, the Interior Secretary under President Obama, Secretary Jewell, actually said, I hope there's no deniers, climate deniers, in my agency. I mean, they sent out a chilling message that if you were a skeptic, you were going to be targeted. Now, you mentioned the hottest year. This is one of the other things we keep hearing. They just announced this yesterday. This is one of the silliest announcements. If you go to Climate Depot today, I have massive articles on this. I have an MIT climate scientist literally saying this is bizarre. It's a return to the dark ages. This is within hundredths of a degree that they're hyping. In other words, we still have a global warming pause going on almost 20 years, especially in the satellite data. But even in the surface data, they're hyping 1/100th of a degree, 2/100ths of a degree, and the margin of error is 1/10ths of a degree. In other words, this year is only 1/100ths of a degree hotter than last year. And 2016 was 1/100ths of a degree hotter than 2015. This is a meaningless stat, and it's a fancy way of saying the global warming pause continues. And even scientists who believe it say this is not an important announcement and that this is nonsense because we've had the lowest extreme weather. We're having record crops.
Well, let me just play devil's advocate for a moment. And let me play from you a little clip from Ryan Zinke, who is, you know, a person who is trying to become the Interior Secretary. And he talked about it. Take a listen.
Climate is changing. Man is an influence. I think where there's debate on it is what that influence is, what can we do about it.
So,
I don't believe it's a hoax.
I don't believe it's a hoax.
Okay, this is very interesting. This, Brian, has been going on. Donald Trump a few years back, and I can't remember if it was 2012 or 13, did that famous tweet where he said that global warming is a hoax created by the Chinese. It was clearly a joke. He said repeatedly since then it's a joke. So the media has a standard now. Unless you come out and say global warming is a hoax, somehow you disagree with Donald Trump. That's number one. Number two is it absolutely humans do influence the climate. The question is, can we influence it in any way that you can distinguish it from natural climate variability?
Yeah.
And the answer there is no. And the way we know it's no is because we sea levels not accelerating. Not only are extreme weather, not only are they not
right.
increasing, it's actually either stable or declining on almost every single metric from
All
hurricanes,
right. well,
tornadoes, floods, and droughts. So
I have to break in because we're running out of time, but thank you so much for joining us here. And listen, it's clear that we have a new group of people coming into town. It's interesting to see whether or not what they've said in confirmation hearings turns out to be what they do when they get into office.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.